Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
He inspires small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. But there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. Got our good friend Catherine Caputa back on the show. Yeah, I know. I'm excited, too. We've missed her. She hasn't been here for a while. Hey, Catherine, welcome back.
Thanks. Great to be here.
She's the president of Self Brand. She's the one of the top branding gurus in the galaxy. She's the author of You Are a Brand, also Breakthrough Branding, and many others. And she joins us on a regular basis, her Catherine with a C, Caputa with a K. And Catherine, thank you for being here. You brought with you a tutorial, a real live story of what a company did to improve their business.
Yeah, you know, and they grew from, you know, a $20,000 investment to $20 million in revenue in 5 years. So that's pretty impressive.
Pretty darn impressive.
And they started with one food truck, you know, so I thought, wow. And the other thing is they followed a lot of the branding tips that I have in my book, Breakthrough Branding. So
right.
I thought, these guys are really smart. Let's talk about them.
Absolutely. Let's do that. So this is Cousins Maine Lobster.
Maine Lobster.
And tell us about their business model.
Yeah, it's a startup that went from one food truck to a national franchise company with $20 million. In sales, you know, in 2017.
As a food truck or as a shipper of lobsters or what?
No, as a food truck business. So the
literally,
whole thing is
literally handing food to a customer out the window.
Absolutely. And it started in 2012, you know, and the food truck business has been pretty hot the last 10 years, particularly, you know, around 2012 is getting a lot of publicity. You know, there were always food trucks, but a lot of these gourmet ones started popping up and different ideas. And so I want to look at this company had phenomenal growth. You know, it's breaking all kinds of records. Six branding tips, you know, from Cousins Maine Lobster. And number one is, you know, they started with a simple idea. And this is a key thing that I keep hammering away, particularly my book for entrepreneurs, Breakthrough Branding, is the importance of starting with a small idea. Small ideas become big businesses. You know, a small idea is something that's simple, focused and different.
Easy to stay focused on.
Yeah, most people try to be, you know, everything but the kitchen sink, and it's not effective. There, you know, Cousins Maine Lobster elevator pitch was to bring the Maine lobster experience to the rest of the country. You know,
wow.
Short a truck in 24 hours. So it was very fresh, you know, the freshest lobster roll possible. And let's face it, you know, Maine is known for lobsters. And it's really not something you can get outside of Maine except in very pricey restaurants
when you're
paying $40
for
you know, surf and turf.
Yeah, it's...
You know,
and the lobster rolls, folks, if you've never had a lobster roll, you gotta before you die, you got to get one of those. They're amazing. You know, when I was in Boston, I've been there a couple of times in the last 6 months, but the first time I was there, the time before last, I went by the oldest place there in Boston, the oldest restaurant. I'm trying to remember the name of it, the Union Club or whatever. I forgot what it was. Anyway, I actually had them make me two lobster rolls, and I carried them home with me on the plane.
Right. They're a great experience, you know, and it's like a soft roll, like a hot dog bun, and lots of lobster in the inside, you know, a little bit of butter drizzled on it.
Some slaw
in there, product was – total, you know, that kind of lobster roll, the simple one that's ubiquitous in Maine in the summertime.
Yeah.
And
it's like a hamburger. It's like a hamburger anywhere else, isn't it?
Yeah. And the founders were two cousins from Maine. You know, they had a reunion. One of them had moved to Los Angeles, was trying to break in the acting business, didn't succeed. And so anyway, his cousin came to visit him in 2012, and they were kind of reminiscing about their childhood in Maine and trips to the beach and eating a lobster roll for lunch, you know, and one thing led to another, and that's how they came up with the idea of this food truck business focused on Maine lobster called Cousin Maine Lobster.
So start with a simple idea. That's a big deal.
So start with a simple idea. Number two, they had another advantage, which I think a lot of people don't realize the importance of, is having a name that markets your story. You know, the business was started by two cousins, hence Cousins Maine Lobster. Maine Lobster is the product. And it set up a human interest story with a lot of, they got a lot of media coverage and TV coverage at the beginning because here were two cousins. They weren't going anywhere in their lives and their jobs. They had this lovely childhood in Maine, you know, with
and
lobster
nothing,
and jumping
and
off
nothing,
the pier.
Nobody doesn't like lobster. Everybody likes lobster. And if you put lobster in there, it just doesn't get, it's sort of like, you know, I tell people, if you want to have a dinner party and you want to make sure it can't be ruined, serve shrimp or lobster or something. You can't go wrong with that. Hold on to that thought. Catherine Caputo and I will be right back. We got more of these tips to come after this break. 20 tips. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.